That was saxophonist Don Lamfer and his group performing Wilkie's Grin from his album Where Do You Start, which was released in 2002 on Origin Records. I'm fairly certain this was dedicated to the great Jim Wilkie. The group features Don on saxophone, Jeff Hay on trombone, Jeff Pugh on trumpet, Mark Seals on piano, Doug Miller on bass, and John Bishop on drums. Before that, we heard my composition, Love in All Its Forms, which was from my self-released album, See What I'm Saying, and I thought would fit nicely with the music for New Year's Eve. That wraps up this week's edition of Jazz Northwest. Catch this show every Sunday at 2 p.m. here on KNKX, and connect to Jazz Northwest on our website, knkx.org, under the Music tab. I'm Kareem Candy. Thanks for joining me, and I wish you a very merry, peaceful, and joyous New Year. Have a great rest of your Sunday. This is 88.5 KNKX Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, connecting you to jazz, blues, and NPR news.
Hi, I'm Carol Handley, music director at KNKX, as well as a longtime radio broadcaster in the Northwest, who's been both a listener of and a colleague to the wonderfully colorful and knowledgeable Ken Wiley. He's got a record collection, bar none. I'm stopping in to say hello, and for some of you, maybe to inform that Ken has retired, along with the show, Art of Jazz. As a one-of-a-kind program with a host to match, the show is frankly irreplaceable. Today we launch Tree of Jazz. It's a nod to the room that Ken built, honoring the tradition in jazz, as well as encouraging and supporting its evolution and younger contributors. After all, the music presented weekly in the Art of Jazz was, in the day, performed by new artists finding new sounds. The Tree of Jazz will continue to present vintage jazz, along with celebrations of album anniversaries, direct and indirect musical influences between artists, and highlighting various styles within and around this ever-growing and ever-evolving Black American art form. We are always honored to present it in all of its styles, along with other genres of music that jazz has influenced. The depth and relevance of this music to American culture is profound. It speaks to oppression and to race. It speaks to creativity and collaboration. It speaks to freedom, and it speaks to peace in ways that have been recognized time and time again to be transformative in people's lives. And if we can, just this once, give a little background on Ken's theme song, Duke Ellington's 1940s recording of Cottontail. It is noted to be based on the rhythm changes from George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. The first Ellington recording from May 4th, 1940 is notable for the driving tenor saxophone solo by Ben Webster, originally, of course, an instrumental. Cottontail later had lyrics written for it by Duke Ellington, and even more lyrics were written later based on the 1940 recording by John Hendricks and then recorded by Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. But I'd like to leave you with a brand new recording from 2023. This version of Cottontail is from Calvin Keyes and Terrace Martin. Jazz is in good hands. This is Cottontail on 88.5 KNKX.
That's a version of Duke Ellington's 1940s classic Cottontail here on 88.5 KNKX, performed by Calvin Keyes on guitar, Terrace Martin on alto saxophone. That's from the new album that they put out in 2023 called The Near North Side. You're listening to The Tree of Jazz, and I'm Justice Sanchez. Again, if you're wondering why Ken Wiley isn't coming through your speakers right now, it's because Ken and the Art of Jazz have retired. You can read more about that on our website, as well as listen to Ken and the Art of Jazz through our on-demand platform. It's at the Listen tab on our website and also on the KNKX app. For the next hour, we'll stay on some standards all based on the chord changes from I Got Rhythm. That's known as the rhythm changes, not like rhythm changes like in time signature or tempo, but shorthand for I Got Rhythm's chord changes, so rhythm changes. Just like Cottontail that we just heard, the chord changes from I Got Rhythm became the foundation of so much music during the bebop era and beyond. Songs that have become standards on their own with all new melodies and different instrumentation, but all following the same form, chord changes, and patterns. It was a vessel for improvisation because it was upbeat and easy to dance to. I was told that one of the ways musicians got into jazz was to learn to improvise the blues scales and the progression from I Got Rhythm in all keys. Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Sonny Rollins were all some of the people to write new melodies over the chord progression. George and Ira Gershwin's original came out in 1930 from the Broadway musical Girl Crazy. And to begin the next set on the Tree of Jazz, let's listen to an absolutely dazzling version from pianist Art Tatum. And then we'll get into some songs that grew from the original I Got Rhythm. This is the Tree of Jazz on KNKX.
Thank you.
You're in tune to the Tree of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX. That is saxophonist Houston Person with a nice version of Lester Leaps In. And that is a song originally composed by tenor saxophonist Lester Young while he was playing with the Count Basie Orchestra in 1939. That popular standard is based on the chord changes and form of the song I Got Rhythm, just like the song we heard before it, Shag from Sidney Bechet, which is the first song to be recorded using those rhythm changes. And Art Tatum started off the set with the original song I Got Rhythm by George and Ira Gershwin in 1930. This is the Tree of Jazz on KNKX, and we are exploring songs that all share the same musical DNA that is known as the rhythm changes, one of the most popular forms for musical improvisation throughout the history of jazz, based on the chord progressions and form of I Got Rhythm. Coming up, we'll hear standards that follow that form from Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie. This is the Tree of Jazz on KNKX, where support comes from.
The business and nonprofit communities. KNKX is deeply grateful to our sponsors for their support, which helps us provide accurate and timely news and information every day in our mission to serve the community. Thank you for your support.
Feeling the need to move your feet? Maybe a little jazz caliente is what you need. Get in those 10,000 steps forward and back. We've got the music that moves you on demand. You can listen to KNKX shows on demand, including Jazz Caliente. You can also visit the vast archive of studio sessions, live music and interviews from the past 20 years, and stories with and about the artists. Find it all on demand on the KNKX app and at knkx.org.
You're listening to The Tree of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX, and today we're looking up through the Tree of Jazz to be inspired by early Duke Ellington and his song Cottontail, a song based on the rhythm changes, one of the popular vessels for musical improvisation throughout the history of jazz, and known here as the theme song for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. Ken and the Art of Jazz have retired, and you can read about that along with an email address to send Ken a note of congratulations on his retirement and how you can continue to access archived versions of the Art of Jazz at knkx.org. But back to the theme here, we're exploring songs that are all based on rhythm changes this hour. It is a mighty list, and two of the mightiest are up next in this set. We'll hear Thelonious Monk's Rhythmanine, and here's Dizzy Gillespie with Salt Peanuts on KNKX.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts. Thank you.
It's the Tree of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX, and that is the Queen, Ella Fitzgerald, with I Got Rhythm, a song composed by the Gershwin Brothers in 1930 that also became a template for improvisation and compositions like Thelonious Monk's Rhythmanine and Salt Peanuts by Dizzy Gillespie, both of which we heard in the set. Both those songs follow the form known as the rhythm changes, which is short for the chord changes and form of that song, I Got Rhythm. Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie, they weren't the only ones improvising and writing to the form. Up next, we'll hear Charlie Parker, Sonny Rollins, and Blue Mitchell as we explore many of the songs that grew from rhythm changes. This is The Tree of Jazz on KNKX, and I'm your host, Justice Sanchez. This station, we get support from listeners like you and...
The Seattle Symphony, presenting Tribute to John Williams on January 19th through the 21st. Conductor Sarah Hicks leads the orchestra in selections from John Williams' movie scores for Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Superman, and more. Tickets at seattlesymphony.org.
Hey, did you miss All Blues last weekend? No worries. On demand from KNKX means you never have to miss All Blues again. Listen when you want. Every night is Saturday night with On Demand. Look for On Demand at the Listen page at knkx.org or on your smartphone app. On Demand from KNKX. Anytime you want.
This is The Tree of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.